The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 22, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Ebang parampara praptam imang raja sayo vibhu sakalena iha mahata yoganashta paranta. So, the teachings from Bhagavad Gita, how it has to be received, that is explained here. It is not to be understood by so-called scholarship. In the Vedic literature we find, nāyamātmā pravacaneno labhya nā medhaya na bahuna sutena. If you are actually interested in atma-jnana, self-realization, then you cannot understand by your so-called academic education. No. Na am atma pravachana. Or because you are a big speaker, you can speak very nicely, decorating language, therefore you have understood, that is also not possible. The spiritual knowledge has to be understood by the grace of the Supreme Spirit. Jami vaisa vrinite tena labha. One who is favored by the Supreme. Here Krishna, the Supreme Being, God, He is explaining about Himself. So you have to learn about God or Krishna from Krishna or through the parampara. As Krishna says, evam parampara. Parampara means Krishna explained the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, to Lord Brahma. Adikavaya. Janmardasya jataha annayat itaratascha artheshu abhigya sarat tene brahma rida. The spiritual knowledge, brahma, brahma vidya, sabda brahma, the Vedic knowledge, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, the words written in this book, Bhagavad Gita, although it appears like ordinary letters, they are not like that. It is Vedic vibration. The things which are being spoken by Krishna, they are not ordinary language. Had it been ordinary language, how? Because it was written 5,000 years ago, how it is still going on? There are many literatures written by great poets within 200 years, 300 years, or say thousands of years. They are being forgotten. Therefore, the character of the Vedic knowledge, they are not material things. They are all spiritual. Why you are giving so much importance to the words of Krishna? Because this language is absolute. Krishna and Krishna's words, Krishna and Krishna's language or Krishna's words, they are the same. Krishna and Krishna's form. We are worshipping Krishna's form. That is also Krishna. Otherwise, are we wasting our time by decorating a doll, a statue, and we are struggling so hard to establish a temple of Krishna? No. This science is unknown to the atheist class of men. The atheist class of men, they do not know the absolute nature of Krishna. Krishna, His name, His form, His quality, His pastimes, His instruction, anything of Krishna, that is Krishna. That is not different from Krishna. Abhinnatyad Namanamina. The Shastric injunction is Atasya Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai. Sevan Mukhihi Jivhado Sameva Suratkala. Just like we cannot understand what is Krishna, what is God, general people, they do not know because they have got blunt senses, material senses. Even in material world, we are seeing the sun every day, but you do not know how big it is. Or even if we see this motor car, a child sees, he sees that it is automatically going without any horse. He is amazed. But one who can see, he knows that there is machine, there is brain. So this is our position, even to understand material things. We are not perfect. Our senses are not perfect. How we can understand God? That is not possible. Because we have got defects. Our senses are not perfect. I cannot see perfectly. I cannot smell perfectly. I cannot touch perfectly. I cannot hear perfectly. So many defects. I commit mistake. I become illusion. I accept something for something. In this way, our position is very imperfect. But in spite of possessing imperfect senses, people are proud of their knowledge. That is mistake. We are not concerned with imperfect knowledge. We want perfect knowledge. Therefore we are going to Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise what is the use? If it is an ordinary book, you can interpret in your own way, I can interpret it in my own way, then what is the value of Bhagavad Gita with other books? No, it is not like that. Therefore, the words of Krishna should be understood through the devotees, perfect channel, as Krishna says. Imam vivasati yugam praktvan aham abhayam. Abhayam, it is eternal, it is spiritual, abhayam. Abhayam means that does not perish. Anything material, it perishes. But spirit soul or spiritual anything, everything, that is imperishable. Abhayam. So knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna is abhayam, the spirit whole spirit, parabrahma, paramdhama, supreme spirit. Similarly, his words, Bhagavad Gita, is also spirit, supreme spirit. Abhinna. There is no distinction. Therefore we are giving so much importance to the so-called scholars may take it as ordinary book. But one who is serious about Bhagavad Gita, he does not take Bhagavad Gita, the words of Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as ordinary teachings. This is confirmed. Therefore it is so important. And it has to be received through the parampara channel. That I was explaining. As Krishna is going to speak to Arjuna, here it is said, Saivayam mayati yuga prakta puratana. Next verse it will explain. Bhaktosi me priyosi sakachit rahasam jitad uttamam. Krishna will say, because it is so important, it is complete spiritual, unless one is devotee. Devotee means complete spiritual. Any other one, if he is not a devotee, he is material. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, they are all material. They are trying to utilize the material possession. Karmi, they are trying to utilize this body for happiness. Whole day, night they are working like ass for some sense gratification. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bimuran. Prahlad Maharaj says, these rascals Unnecessarily they were working so hard like an ass just to get a morsel of food, they say. Unnecessary. Everyone is eating four chapatis, but he is working so hard like an ass. Well, ass also can get his share of foodstuff anywhere. The ass is so full that he can get grass anywhere. It is for a few pieces of grass only, he is loading on his back so much burden from the washerman. He thinks that the washerman is giving me this morsel of grass. He's so foolish that he can see there are grasses so many here and there, still he has agreed to take the burden. Therefore, he is an ass. Similarly, the karmis, you see, in Bombay there are so many karmis, they are working so hard. What is that? He is also eating less. Four chapatis, that's all. But he does not think that four chapatis why I am working so hard and wasting my time. The life is meant for understanding what is my relationship with God. It is athata brahma jigyasa. This is the vision of life. What is Brahma? What is God? What I am? What is my relationship with God? And so far eating, sleeping, concerned, that is done by the cats and dogs. But the modern civilization, they're busy. Because they're busy for eating, sleeping and mating, laws of nature, that is also being minimized, I have already explained. Because the nature wants to help us. Because we are now forgotten soul. We have forgotten God. The animals have also forgotten God. They are thinking that this body, bodily concept of life, they have no knowledge. But when you come to the, by evolutionary process, come to the human form of life, then it is your duty to inquire about the Supreme Brahma, that is Vedanta Sutra. Athato brahma jigyasa. Now you have to ask about Brahma, not the matter. So that Brahma is Vedic knowledge. From the material standard, gradually we have to go upwards and come to the point of understanding Krishna. That is Vedic knowledge. That is Vedic knowledge. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. To pursue Vedic knowledge means to understand Krishna. That if you do not understand Krishna, and if you speak so many nonsense things, and if you pose yourself as Pandit, that is Srama Eva Hi Kevalam. That is stated. Srama Eva Hi. Simply wasting time and laboring for nothing. Vasudevi Bhagavati Dharmasanasthita Pungsa Vishaksina Kathasu Jat No Padayadavating Jadi Sramayevahi Kevalam. Now, Dharma, everyone is executing his particular occupational duty. Very nice. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. I am speaking the organized society, not this animal society as I just present. In organized society, a Brahmin is discharging his duties just like a Brahmana, Satya Samadama Tidikha, Ajava, Gyanam Vijnanam Astikam Brahma Karma Svahavadam. Still, Dharma Sthanasthita, he is very nicely executing his duty as a Brahman. But by executing such duties, if he does not develop Krishna consciousness, then samayavaikevalam. This is the body. Then he has wasted time. Because to become Brahmana, perfect Brahmana, means to know Brahma, atata brahma jigyasa. And the Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma, is Krishna. So if he does not understand Krishna, then what is the use of his executing this Brahmana's duty? That is the body of this heart. Samayavaikevalam. Simply wasting time. Therefore, one has to learn this science from the parampara system. Emang parampara pra. You have to go to the right person who knows Krishna. Emang parampara. That's like Surya, the Vimarshan. He was instructed by Krishna. So if you take instruction from Vimarshan, from the sun god, then you get the perfect knowledge. But you cannot go to the sun planet and ask Vimarshan, what Krishna spoke to you? Therefore, Vimarshan transferred the knowledge to his son, Mano. This age is called Vaivasvata Mano. This age. Now, Vimarshan, because he is the son of Vimarshan, therefore this Mano is called Vaivasvata Mano. Vaivasvata Mano. Now the age is going of Vaivasvata Mano. Mano ikha kavi pravi abravit. So Mano also spoke to his son. So in this way, evam parampara praptam, he is giving some examples, but the knowledge has to be received by the parampara. But somehow or other, the parampara being lost, just like I have spoken something to my disciple. He says the same thing to his disciple, he says the same thing to his disciple, but somehow or other, if it is distorted at a certain point, then the knowledge is lost. As soon as any of the disciples in the succession distort the knowledge, then it is lost. That is being explained. Sakale na mohata. The time is very powerful. It changes. That is the time means it changes, kills the original position. You have got experience. If you purchase one, anything, it is very fresh, new, but time will kill it. It will become savvy, it will be useless at a time, in due course of time. So time is fighting. This material time, it is called kala. Kala means death, or kala means the black snake. The black snake destroys. As soon as it touches anything, it is destroyed. Similarly, kala. This kala is also another form of Krishna. So kalena, mahata. Therefore it is called mahata. It is very powerful. It is not ordinary thing, mahata. It is business is to destroy. So kalena niya, nasto. So by deep goes our time. Because how the kala can destroy. As soon as kala sees that you are distorting, then it will be lost. So don't try to understand Bhagavad Gita from person who are under the influence of kala, past, present, future. Don't try to understand Bhagavad Gita from so-called rascal philosophers, commentators, and they will write Bhagavad Gita in a distorted way. Somebody will say there was no Krishna, there was no Mahabharata. Somebody says Krishna is stressed on this point, Krishna is stressed on that point. Somebody will say Krishna is stressed on karma, karma kanda. Somebody will say on jnana. Somebody will say yoga. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. Yogic artha, jnana artha, Gita jnana artha. So, the real Gita Jnana is spoken by the Supreme Person. We have to accept that. That is Gita Jnana. Not that I manufacture something as Gita Jnana. That even parampara pratam, even rajarshayo vidu. Rajarshayo means king, raja, and rishaya. Raja means king. Formerly, the government was monarchy. So, all the kings, all the government headmen, they understood Bhagavad Gita. That is needed. This science, Bhagavad Gita, must be learned by the leaders, the society is managed by the leaders, by the kings, by the brahmanas. That is Vedic culture. The brahmana, they give guidance according to the shastra. And the king is trained up in such a way that he takes instruction from the saintly person and brahmanas and rules over the kingdom. Therefore it was so perfect. We are aspiring after Ramarajya. Why? Ramarajya, what is the difference between Ramarajya and this Rajya? There is difference. Ramarajya means responsible government. Even during the time of Lord Ramchandra, one Brahmin's son died. So he went to the king to challenge that what kind of king you are, that in the presence of the father the son is dying. This is responsible government. Responsible government means that a son cannot die before the presence of father. In the Maharaj Yudhishthira's time also, there was no anxiety. Adi bhautik, adi daivik, adi daivik, adi adhyatik. These are stated in the shastra. They are so free, so carefree. There is no care, no anxiety. Everyone was happy. You will find in the Bhagavatam, as soon as there was enemy attack in the Dwarka city, immediately the kings, the royal family, Krishna's family, Pradyumna, his son, and others, immediately go out of the city and come back with the enemies. This was the system. People were very carefree. No care, no anxiety. That is the duty of the government. And how to keep the citizens carefree? That you require authorized instruction. That instruction is Bhagavad Gita. It is the duty of the government officers, the head of the government. They should learn Bhagavad Gita. Here it is said, evam parampara prat evam rajar sayobil. The rajas, the kings, the government, they understood. Therefore, the kingdom was so peaceful, without any care for the citizens. The citizens are also trained up very nicely. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, everyone is employed. It is the duty of the government to see that everyone is engaged. Otherwise, idle brain will manufacture devil's brain. They manufacture so many things and there will be chaos. In every country nowadays, all over the world, there is so much unemployment. Why one should be unemployed? He must be trained up in such a way that he is employed, he is engaged. This is the duty. So if you understand Bhagavad Gita, then you will be able to train your students, your citizens, your subordinates, how to remain engaged, just like in our Krishna Consciousness Society. We are simply after the people, whether he is engaged or not. There must be engagement. If one remains idle, then it will be devil's orchard. Immediately, Maya will dictate, do this nonsense. So it is the duty of the brahmana, it is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the public leader, it is the duty of the government to see that everyone is engaged, everyone is employed. As a brahmana, he must be engaged in studying Vedic literature for instructing others. That is brahmana's business. And kshatriya's business is to give protection. Just like Krishna was playing as a kshatriya in Dwarka, as soon as there is some attack, immediately the whole family goes to fight. Krishna, Balaram, Pradyumna, you have seen in the Bhagavad. Kshatriya's business is to give protection. And Vaishya's business is to give protection to the cows. A Kshatriya's business is to give protection to the citizens, human beings. Similarly, Vaishya's business is to give protection to the cows, not to send them to the slaughterhouse. To see the cows are very well fed, they are fatty, strong, then they must be given food, sufficient food. So, because they do not read Bhagavad Gita, they do not know how to maintain the whole society, therefore there is now chaos. Therefore it is needed. Imanga Raja Rishayo Vidu. The Raja, the king, the government, or the government, they must study Bhagavad Gita. Then it will be nice. Imanga Raja and Rishaya. Rishaya will give me, Rishaya means great saintly persons, the Brahmanas. They should give to the government. But who is consulting? The saintly person. Just like we are trying to preach this Bhagavad Gita. We are trying to give the essence of knowledge. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantascha dhirabhrita. Mahatma. The symptoms of Mahatma is that he is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Lord. Satatam kirtayantam mam. The Bhagavad Gita says that chaturvidha bhajante mam. Four classes of man comes to worship me. Bhajan means seva. Seva. So seva means bhakti. Savaram kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhu. These are the seva formula. So the devotees are engaged in seva, in service of the Lord. So chaturvidha bhajante mam. Bhajan, this smaranam kirtan, this is bhajan. And who takes this bhajan program? Sukritino. Sukritino means one who is very pious. And now we are accused of creating nuisance. Bhajan, because we are engaged in bhajan. If we are engaged in drinking wine and playing cards with some prostitute, that is very advanced. That is very advanced society. He is peacefully drinking and playing cards with prostitute, he is advanced. And because he is chanting Hare Krishna, he is creating nuisance. This is the government. Therefore, the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita should be taken by the persons who are going to be elected in the government service. The public should be aware of this. If somebody comes to canvas for votes, you should first inquire whether you have read Bhagavad Gita. Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, saw Bhagavad Gita. Why should you know? Do you know what is Bhagavad Gita? Then I shall give you vote, otherwise get out. Raja Rishayo Vidu. This is required now. If you want to be saved from the crisis that is coming very gradually, crisis means there will be now in black market you can get things, means eatables, rice, wheat. But if you don't take to Bhagavad Gita, there will be no more, even if you pay back time. That time is coming. There will be no more available. There will be no more milk. There will be no more sugar. There will be no more rice. There will be no more wheat. No more fruits. Then you have to eat meat. Beef soft. That will go. Then human soft also gradually come. You have to eat the human being also, carnivores. So it is therefore a great necessity that Raja Sayo Vidu, Raja, those who are government men, they must study Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise don't give them hope. Thank you very much.